Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Sorry I missed last week. I'm gonna make it up to you. God damn it, I'm not starting off the year the right way. But Happy New Year, everybody. Did I already say that before? How's your 2020 going? How many of you guys gave up on your resolution? Huh? How many of you just said, fuck it, I am who I am? You know, how many of y'all embraced the self-care movement that has been hijacked by lazy people, and now you're telling yourself that you're great every day, and if people can't handle who you are or take you for who you are right now, then you don't need them, huh? Who's convinced themselves that not improving themselves is self-care? Probably a lot of you, because it's way easier to just tell yourself you're great and just sit back and just relax in a nice warm tub of comfort and lies. You're not perfect. You're not great. You need to improve. That goes to everybody. You need to improve. You're not flawless. You're not fucking flossom. You're a piece of shit, just like me. You need to get better. But anyway, as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming, however you listen. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Man, my voice is going. Man, a couple things to talk about, but I'll start off with my milestone. And for those who don't know, we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about the things that he's going through, doing, or experiencing. Sometimes it's big. Sometimes it's much. It's nothing. You know, he could just have a little saying or a little quirk that he's just something that he's into. But nothing major. He finally beat Super Mario World. And to be honest, I don't think I've ever beaten it. And he's already beat it. And it's really cool just watching him because he likes to do it different ways. And I'm pretty sure most of you guys are familiar with Mario World. Like, he knows it so well now. Now he knows, like, how to do it by clearing as few maps as possible. Then he likes to go back and then do everything. He'll get all the light switches. He'll get all the secrets. Because I had to go through and show him all the secrets. You know, where all the top secret area and all the little extra worlds and maps that are inside the bodies of water or off the main trail. So that's been fun. I can't lie. That's been a lot of fun, man, doing that with him and reminiscing and going back and go, oh, shit, I remember this map. I remember this board. This enemy, I remember all this shit. And it's just been a lot of fun just bonding with him over video games. And yeah, so that's what he's into, man. Just beating Mario. He still wants to learn how to code. He's still into that. So, and yeah, he still gets on the on his Chromebook and does code.org. He really wants to make his own game. So, yeah. So that's it for the milestone. Man, this is this episode, I'm trying to think if I want to break it into two separate topics, but I think I won't. Fuck it. Well, I'll talk about both. Well, I guess last week Lonnie Love was on her show The Real, basically saying how black men don't know how to be faithful and how to treat women. And I'm like, man, that is pretty not true. You know, she says men with money just think they can treat women any kind of way. And that's, I would say that's a lot to unpack, but it's really not. Let's just be honest here, people. All right, not all, but there are some women, they just like nice shit. And we can't deny that. There are some women out there who are just willing to put up with anything for nice things. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not judging these women. If that's what they want to do, if they want to be with a guy that's not the nicest guy, but hey, they get the Louboutins, they get the Prada bags, they get the Birkin shit, they get all the Chanel. If that's what they want to do with their lives, that's completely fine. If that's what makes them happy, I'm all for it. Hey, why not? Y'all grown? It's like, hey, y'all want to fuck for, you know, items? Luxury items? That's fine, but just know that's what this is. No, just we just got to be honest. Just be honest. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. Just to say that black men don't know how to treat women, and it's like, how do you really, what do you want, how do you want to be treated? You know? And I'm pretty sure every woman wants to be treated well. But do you want to be treated well in the sense of where you can do no wrong, where you're not questioned? Because to me, that's not really treating someone well. That's just catering to someone's selfish wants all the time. Like, my wife doesn't just give me what I want all the time. She doesn't always tell me that I'm right, you know. But my wife treats me very well. And to me, treating me very well is telling me the truth. And to be honest, from what I see on social media and a lot of videos I've seen, there's a certain sect of black women that feel like a good man is a man who does not question anything they do and gives them exactly what they want, when they want it, how much of what they want, when they want it. And if that's your definition of what a good man is, then hey, I guess that works for you. You know, they you want your cake and eat it too. You want all the designer shit, but you also want to be able to go to, you know, male strip clubs and go on these strips with your woman, have male friends, and not have your man even question you. And if that's what you want, hey, good on you. But that may be hard to find, because I don't think there's many women that enjoy their man basically just doing whatever the fuck they want to do, staying out all nights, hours of the night, hanging out with whoever, and not questioning you. How come that's not a definition of what a good woman is? But a man that you can walk all over and get whatever you want, whenever you want, somehow, that's a good man. I don't think that is. I think a good man will tell you the truth, like, hey, you're fucking up right now, or like, you shouldn't be doing that, or you shouldn't have said that, or guess what? You're just wrong. I think that's what good partners do for each other. Go, hey, what you're doing right now, it's not cool. Yes, your partner should spoil you at times, but not all the time. That's not how you get better. But to just suggest that all black men cheat, it's like, all right. And to be real, the way she was telling her side of this, I guess the way she was saying what she was saying, she sounded like she was speaking from a very personal point of view. Now, we all know Lonnie Love is a celebrity. And the way she was like, yeah, these men with money think they can just treat you any kind of way and just toss you aside. It sounds like she had a personal run-in with a couple of male celebrities, black celebrities. And, you know, hey, things got sexual. They might have went on a trip or two or whatever the case may be. She was under the, it seems like she was under the impression they might have been in a relationship, or things were more than what they were, and they were not. And she was hurt when she found out, like, hey, I thought we were just hanging out here. Because you got to think, too, man. If a dude is rich and y'all go to Cancun, that's really no different than him, y'all going to Red Lobster. You know, him dropping a few $1,000s on a first-class trip, nice hotel room for 3 days, that ain't shit. If a person's rich, that's nothing. To hop on a plane, go to New York, go to, you know, the Bahamas, go to Mexico, go to L.A., get a nice hotel. You know, a little trip cost $4,000 or $5,000. That's nothing. That's $50, $100 to that person. So maybe, you know. But I will say, we all adults, it's just like, we just really got to, like, tell people, like, hey, what we're looking for. Let's not lie to each other, but to just suggest that just black men don't know how to treat women, black women, I don't really think that's the case. And it's also funny, too, man. It's like this whole thing of, like, she's hurt, she's a victim, black men don't know how to treat women. But for the last 30 years, my entire life, I've heard nothing but niggas ain't shit, we don't need no man, men ain't shit, men ain't this, men ain't that. Now all of a sudden it's just like, now you want somebody to treat you right? I thought you didn't care about us. I thought we weren't shit anyway. This whole like feud between black women and black men, it's insane. It's crazy. I see all these videos of these young black couples, motherfuckers fighting over diapers over a baby and fighting over $40 and baby mamas pouring gasoline on people's cars. And I get some of it too. It's just fake drama for views, and it's just for entertainment. You know, getting mad because he went and got their son's haircut. It's just like, and people really love watching this, the mom and dad drama, because they're going through it. They love to see like when the woman get the guy and then the guy get the woman. And it's just like, y'all realize like the children are the real victims in these bad relationships, these toxic relationships. They're the real victims. But for us, it's just like, yeah, he told that bitch, yeah, he told that nigga, that's right, he ain't shit. 4 million views. There's an actual life involved in this video that everyone is entertained and laughing at or disgusted by. That's an actual human being with a name. You know? Someone who actually sees the world through their own eyes. They have a brain. They're going to have their own life. They're a person. They're going to go out in the world and meet other people and interact with them. We really got to stop this shit, man. It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. And I'll even extend a knowledge branch. I get it. There's a lot of sorry dudes out there. Black and white. It's just, I always tell women, man, it's just like, it all begins with you guys. It really does. Y'all got to start putting y'all foot down. I don't know what it is, man. It's just like, I see so much of this black girl magic. Black women do this. We stronger than y'all. We do this. But for some reason, y'all cannot say no to a sorry ass nigga. You just can't. And it baffles me. Baffles. In some cases, I get it. It makes sense. It's just like, you know what? Y'all are all from the same area. Y'all have about the same going on. It's just like, this ain't a good relationship, but at least it matches up. Y'all both fucked up. But you see, like, what really gets me is when you see educated black women. They've gone to, you know, black colleges, you know, other, you know, prestigious universities. They've got degrees, they've got experiences, they've been in the military, they got their shit together, they got a career, own their own business. That's what kills me, is when you see women that have all that going on, but then they still just got to find some street hood-ass dude or some hillbilly fucking dead-end job or no job, and I don't know, what is it? Y'all just are drawn to these sorry ass dudes. I don't know. It's very odd. It's very strange to me, and it's disappointing to see that just women wasting their time just chasing these sorry ass dudes, and all the guys that are working, doing stuff, oh, he corny. But see, I'm about to be 40. I'm slowly getting out of that demographic of people. And now I'm at the point where all of a sudden those women who are saying like, oh, those guys are corny, now all of a sudden they want those dudes. You know, after they spent most of their lives doing whatever, now they got 3-4 kids, couple baby daddies. Now they want to settle down and go, man, I need some stability. Where's corny Chris at? Where's corny Phil? He always liked me. We got to stop this shit, man. We got to do better. We have to demand more respect from other people, but we also have to respect ourselves and try to better yourself. You know, you don't need a man to make you better. You don't need a woman to make you better. You make you better. Then you'll feel better about yourself. You know, get some. If you get something going on, you go. I think people are like, you know, I've built something here. I want somebody that's gonna help me build more and not just take and tear it down. And that's what I see. A lot of women who have built shit up, that just let some sorry dude come in and tear it down. And then you turn around and act like it's his fault. It's just like, you picked this person. You ignore multiple signs. Stop letting society lie to you and tell you nothing's your fault. You have to look within yourself. People treat you how you allow them to treat you. Right? They do. And if Lonnie Love want to be with a white dude, that's completely fine. And I know she's told women like, hey, stop waiting on this perfect black dude. Just date outside your race. Please do. Just find a good man. I would rather see black women with a good white dude, Asian dude, Hispanic dude than some sorry ass black dude to be on some real shit. Right? Now, I ruffled some feathers last week on Facebook. I made a sweeping statement that a lot of white conservative males are always on this wee shit when it comes to, like, you know, white accomplishments. You know, like, oh, you know, we did this. We invented the microchip. We invented this. We came up with that. We started that. We did that. But then when it comes to negative shit like slavery or, you know, genocide of Native Americans or, you know, all this other stuff, it's just like, whoa, there's no we. What's this we stuff? I don't like that shit. And I know it's not everybody. I know it's not all of them, but it's plenty. And I don't hear anybody going, hey, man, what you doing? That's not cool. It's like you can't take credit for the good, but then try to blow off the bad. And this gets, the thing is, you didn't invent the microchip. And guess what? Yeah, you didn't have slaves. So don't try to act like you invented the microchip if you don't want to take any responsibility for slavery, mistreatment during the civil rights movement. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You really can't. So, and it's funny too. And it's just like, whenever I do make statements about conservatives, they always want to like throw liberals under the bus. They can never face up to their own bullshit, and, you know, and they're supposed to be the party of personal responsibility, you know. But the moment you say they did something wrong, oh, what about this guy? Obama did that. What was the outrage when so-and-so did it? What about that? This guy did it too. What's the difference? That's not being responsible. That's not going like, you know what? You're right. We're kind of being hypocritical about that. That's not cool. And I'm not saying all my liberal friends do it, but they're a little more willing to listen to their flaws than a white conservative male is. So that's the only point I was really trying to make there, is don't be a hypocrite. I try not to be, and I know I can be. And there's some topics where I will blatantly say, like, yes, I'm being hypocritical about this. This is how I feel. So if you're going to be a hypocrite, at least admit the shit, you know. You know what? I guess I can hold on to the other story because I'm almost out of time for this episode. But I'm at the DC Improv all weekend. This weekend with Mike Fenoya, should be a great weekend. I'm looking forward to it. But I say all that to say, like, we just really need to stop this rift between black women and black men. It's just, we just need to take care of each other, love each other, and look, someone criticizing you or telling you no or you did something, that's not a bad thing. And I understand. I'll extend yet another olive branch. I get it. We can always work on how we communicate things with people, how we say things. That's a huge, huge part of communication, is how we say things. You know? It is. And we don't have to be dicks about it whenever we want to, you know, help our significant others improve, you know, whether it's our spouses or sisters, cousins, mothers, you know. Yes, we can, you know, use the right word and the correct verbiage to make people not feel as defensive or attacked. But the thing is, you just got to realize, just because you are what you are, it doesn't absolve you of improving yourself, or you're above reproach. That's all I'm saying. Because I love black women. I want to see all of y'all do well. And it just hurts me to see when y'all just blow up with sorry ass dudes. But let's not lump all of us together. Because there's a lot of us out here holding it down. And the same with the white conservatives. There's some of y'all holding this shit down. But y'all too quiet. And I guess, you know what, to be fair, there's probably too many brothers being quiet. But trust me, we don't like seeing y'all with sorry dudes either. Especially if you're fine and got a big booty. But if it's flat, he can have you. All right, there's the show. That's the show. Follow me on Chris Allen Comedy, @ Chris Allen Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. Peace.